Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down,
it's
Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
No, you're not listening on half speed.
No, we're not drunk. Population Black, Lewis Black, he is with us. He is our friend. Randy and I bonded with this gentleman back in New York when we were doing stand-up in the 90s. He was someone we looked up to, someone we loved, and someone we were like, this guy's so funny. It's just going to be like, he was already doing theater and all these other shows. And then we're like, it's just going to be a matter of minutes before he becomes a national treasure. And then he did, through The Daily Show and beyond. Welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I'm glad to see you guys. It's a pity that this is the way we have to now meet.
I know. It will change and we will get to see each other in person. And I definitely see if we are in the same city together, we must get together. I can just say that I've been watching a zillion of your most recent clips on stand-up, and just your stand-up is wonderful. You eviscerating dumb people in the audience is like, I can't decide which I like even more. Like, the person who stands up and says anything to you about anything and it's a ridiculous statement, I'm like, you're like the person who talks smack about Eminem. I'm like, you know he has a pulpit. You know he can get back at you. And it's my favorite thing in the world to watch. So thank you. Kudos to you, sir.
Well, thank you.
So the world is getting dumber, Lewis. I'm sure you see this out in the world that you traverse. How do we fight it? What are we doing?
Well, I don't know how we... I mean, partly it's just... To be honest, I never... In all of this kind of, all of this kidding around of, oh boy, we're really stupid, ha ha ha. You know, there was a sense of irony to it that we weren't really that stupid. I mean, I think Carlin really was way ahead because he really saw it clearly. I was still very much like, oh, no. And now, this has gone way beyond, and this went way beyond anything I imagined.
Sure.
Even in the heyday on drugs, it was the one thing I never thought. You worry about the CIA. Worry about all sorts of, you know, the Russians doing this, the Chinese. You didn't worry about somebody living in another state doing something so profoundly stupid.
Yeah,
you know that. Yeah. The idea that people would make up, you know, I did a joke for a while, which I said, you know, both political parties were basically dropped the policies that they were doing in order to fight for their realities. We were actually having, and it was kind of a joke, they've each got a different reality. And now they do.
They do.
We live in two totally separate realities. I went to... People yell about this, but it's yelled when I say this, but it's true. I went to Florida on my tour, and this is the Omicron, the oh my God virus coming at 100 miles an hour into New York, and I knew it was coming down there, and they to them it was over. It was done.
No. Lewis, to them, it was 2017. That's the way it goes.
And it never even got there.
Right. So we get stories sent to us,
our
Lewis,
reality's
by
bad
our awesome
too.
Fans.
In our reality, a woman puts a kiddie pool on top of her car, then puts her kids in it and drives around town.
Because she wants to be the cool mom. She wants to be the cool mom. That's our reality. And that's
the story we've covered on this podcast.
Let's jump into one right now. We got Lewis Black, and then we'll
let
you know what he's got and how you can see.
This was sent in by Shaggy Wilcox at The Great Shagoo, which I hope is a magician in Branson. That's my only hope.
Animated magician from the Scooby-Doo universe?
Yeah.
Okay.
At The Great Shagoo?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's the guy who sent this story in. That's a pretty good name.
Okay.
It's all like right. It's like if you don't watch Svengoolie, you watch The Great Shagoo.
That's okay. Right. That's right.
So yeah, he or she sent this in, Shaggy Wilcox, by Twitter at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town. That's how you send me stories. Here's the headline: Mom hires Grinch to bring festive fun. Instead, he destroys her house. So now
you can't even trust a figure you hired to come bring right. holiday cheer to your
right.
house.
Right.
That guy you got to vet in a way.
But Lewis, why would you hire the Grinch to bring holiday cheer, right?
Well, I mean, unless, you know, a Jew might. You know, right. I'm going to make sure my kids never believe in Christmas, and I'm going to bring I'll bring the Grinch in.
Right.
And then, how do you not? But you just I mean, that's always amazing. Is to kind of just. It's one thing to call for get flowers right. delivered.
That's right.
Stuff. You know that. You know, there's a thing. You know, you're bonded. People are kind of, you know, you just call somebody scattershot.
Right.
You know, I play the Grinch. I mean, you know, for starters, that's not, you know, there's something on the, right. something in the back.
There's nobody on Hollywood Boulevard, and I'm talking about dressed up as a character or even just on Hollywood Boulevard that you should invite to your house.
Never.
That's exactly it. And New York. In New York, they started busting guys.
Uh-huh.
They were busting all sorts of people dressed up as these characters because some of them were becoming abusive.
So, yes.
There were fights.
I mean, I'll say this. There's a moment where the Grinch makes some pretty salient points. And maybe this is the Jew in me coming out where I'm like, and my family celebrates Christmas, but there's a moment out there I'm like, he's right. It is a little too commercial. Maybe we've lost touch with what's
going on. So maybe this guy was being super true to his character.
Okay, but even
more
that,
so than the person who hired
even
him.
Even that, like, and we'll get into it. But even that, my thing is they said destroys her house. So at some point, you let them keep going.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a first thing where you should have gone. Okay, out.
Hey,
out.
No.
Yeah. We don't break windows. Out. Okay, here I'm gonna read it.
You guys just showed empathy for this maniac.
Exactly. Sorry, we're trying to see all sides.
You know, he just was really trying to make a point.
Like, maybe he's just a great actor.
Daniel Day-Lewis of Grinches.
Dan, get into it. Give us the story.
Okay, there isn't much that parents won't do to help their children believe in the magic of the holiday season. But for one Irish mom, the results backfired spectacularly when she invited a hired Grinch to come cause a bit of mischief around her home. And instead, he completely destroyed the place.
Was she drunk when she ordered it? I mean, she is Irish.
Was he drunk when he got there? Laura McGill.
He is Irish.
Laura McGill of Belfast, great movie, paid an actor dressed up as the famous Dr. Seuss character to come to her house and play some pranks on her two kids. This is the other thing, too. People like I've seen where the Elf on the Shelf has like borderline like abused kids. Like they woke up with things drawn on them. Like people do these like pranks to their kids, and I'm like, this just got back on you.
You're not in a movie of Jackass. You're a parent,
right? According to a post she made on Facebook, which was captured by a tweet, she was told the Green Grouch would come to her home, mess up a couple beds, have a pillow fight, and adorn the Christmas tree with toilet paper before posing for a few pictures with the kids. Fun, right? That's what they wrote here.
I don't
know. That sounds
none
like
of
a
that
lot
sounds
of fun.
None of that sounds fun to me, Lewis, at all.
No.
No. And also, here's what really doesn't sound fun. In the midst of a pandemic, you invite a total stranger into your home.
Right.
You know? And go, you know, just I wonder, are you vaxxed?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Not at all. No. Not at all. Also, go to the most intimate part of our house possible, our bedrooms.
And our bathrooms. Yeah.
And mess with that.
She goes on to say.
That's good. And that won't traumatize. That's not going to traumatize the kids.
At all.
Not at all. Perfect.
Quote, well, every...
You know, what's sad is that the three of us didn't think of this as a gig.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Right. We need to come up with that.
Uh huh.
Quote every single
years
bit.
Ago, when we were broke, it would have been a good gig.
Every right. single bit of party food, expensive cupcakes thrown all over the place, tree oh, decorations man. Broke. So I'm going to show you guys a photo of what her table looked like before the Grinch got there, and we're going to share it here on the screen. Okay.
That is a gorgeous.
It's a nice
table.
Spread. That's a great Fantastic holiday spread.
Cookies. A lot of work went into that.
Here's yeah, what yes. it looked like afterwards.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Okay. Those wow. are Christmas ornaments and the cookies and the treats, everything. We'll put this up on our Dumb People Town social media. She said wow. the actor poured a bottle of liquid dish soap all over the floor and smashed her eggs. He then poured God. A bottle of juice all over one of her sons, and her kid's new onesie was ruined. Here's a picture of her kid. This is what this person did in her house.
Oh, my God. Teach that kid a lesson, man.
That kid
the
was
kid smiling.
Wow. This the kid is smiling. He does love it.
He's kind of happy.
But again, guys, at some point, make this person leave your house.
Right. That's right. Yeah, like, you paid him. You can stop. If you already paid him, you can stop.
Or never
you can
been
say,
so
I'm not
disgusted.
Gonna pay you unless you clean this up.
Never been so disgusted in my life.
Look at that photo. If you look at that photo, he actually tilted the house.
Yes,
he did. That's so way. Much damage.
Messed up our foundation. A local event company, Lockdown Events, Superheroes and Princesses for Hire, clarified that it was not the company behind the trash home. No one asked them, which makes me think it was definitely this company.
Really them. It's them. When they're like, hey, it's not us, that's like, look at Lockdown, guys.
Right.
Go
right.
there.
Like That's somebody like when, was like, we got to get out in front of this. You sure? No yes. one thinks we did it. Just get out in front
Let
of it.
Let me say
anyway.
Something. Let me say something.
I'm going to say it wasn't us and they'll throw them off the set.
Please. This is what they wrote. This is Lockdown Events. Who's jumped into this story that no one even said they needed to be a part of. Please right. note, there is a post making the rounds on Facebook regarding a Grinch that was hired for a home visit and destroyed the customer's property. The company denied having anything to do with the destructive Grinch, claiming it only supplies a Jim Carrey-style Grinch. What is that even? What's the difference? It costs way more money to make and makes a lot less at the box office? What does that mean?
I don't know.
It overacts in every scene? What does it mean?
They said, we only hire a Jim Carrey or provide a Jim Carrey-style Grinch to put on a performance, cause mild mischief, and play games. Any videos you have seen from Lockdown with a tree being wrecked are all set up. We do not destroy any property or events. So now they're saying that this woman made this up, and we did not provide this, and nobody did it.
It's a he said, she said.
Nothing I mean, says Christmas in Ireland like a good old-fashioned grudge.
Yes. Also,
and I guess one is it's the Catholic and Protestants.
That's right.
Yes. You know?
It goes back to that.
It can we blame the IRA for the ruining of
no,
this thing?
No, we cannot. No.
As of this writing, McGill has not confirmed what company she hired, which either means it was Lockdown and they've agreed to a side deal, or yes. she just went on to Craigslist and got anybody with a mask.
A guy.
Yes,
yeah.
She got a guy with green gloves. That was the extent of who came over to her house.
Green dish gloves? Come on over. Yeah. Wow.
Don't cut corners on this stuff, guys.
You don't cut corners when ordering your Grinch. I'll just say that.
And no business has come forward to claim the holiday cheer. We'll get out of here on this. I'm going to ask you guys. In American dollars, U.S. dollars, how much money did she spend on a Grinch actor to come to her house and destroy it? To ruin
how
Christmas.
Long, how many hours? What was the hour?
They didn't give an hour. I think it's just per the gig.
It's not even an hour.
But our friend Gareth Reynolds was a birthday party costume. Our friend, great comedian, The Dollop with Dave Anthony. He was, in his early days of getting out here in LA, he did do like birthday party performance character stuff. Yeah. He said they always go for 2 hours, but you get paid by the gig because no birthday party really ever wants you there more than an hour or two anyway.
No.
Right. So how much do you think in American dollars she hired this Grinch for?
Lose your guess. You can go
and
first.
And then actually, if you guess it, the Grinch comes to your house.
He will appear. He will appear in your house.
Right.
You don't
want to guess it. Right. You don't want to get it right.
Lewis, what do you think?
I have a guess.
Okay.
I have a guess of because it just to add to the stupidity of it. I think I'm over. Okay. $250.
$250. Wow. Jason,
okay. Jason, what do you think? I said 200. 200.
200 from Jason. Yeah. Okay, Rand.
I think 375. I think she spent. Wow. I think she spent some money on this guy.
Then I'm buying the costume tomorrow.
That's right.
You'd be fine going to
people's
houses.
Four of these a day. Then. All I gotta do is come in and fuck up some shit and scare some kids. I do that in a normal.
That's a normal day for Lewis.
It's right.
All right. The amount of money, we'll get out of story one with this. The amount of money she spent on a destructive Grinch or just in a completely appropriate Grinch.
Or a Grinch.
Was $115.
Oh. It was closest.
There you go. All right. That's story number one down in the books. The great Lewis Black is with us. We're going to find out where you can see him live, what you can check out of his coming up right after this break. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We are here with Daniel Van Kirk, our co-host, who has a bunch of great dates coming up in March. Go to danielvankirk.com. You can see all the things he's doing.
Tour's starting back up, and then there's stuff happening all the other time, too. There's digital comedy stuff, and everything's there. Just everything's at danielvankirk.com.
And we are doing our Patreon, which is patreon.com/SklarBrothers. We're very excited about that.
Oh, boys, we can also say it was just announced. We are doing a live Dumb People Town at Moon Tower. Plus,
yeah, it's gonna be great.
We are both going to be doing stand-up sets over there. I'm probably on the same shows. So
there you go. Check us out. It's a wonderful festival
in April. What is Moon Tower?
Yeah, in Austin.
It's in April in Austin. You should do it, Lewis. You should come down and do the Paramount Theater. It's really, really fun. You'd probably be a headliner.
I like the Paramount. They didn't invite me. They don't invite me.
We'll tell them you'd want to do it because it's a really fun festival.
They don't call. They don't write.
We'll make them call. That's us. And also we're working on a really exciting new project, a reboot of our old show Cheap Seats from ESPN Classic. We're doing it for the UFC. It's going to be coming out this summer and it's called The Nosebleeds. And we just started our writer's room for that with Daniel Van Kirk. And we can't wait to share it with you. We're just going to keep reminding you about
it
all the time.
Fun hang.
But we got Lewis Black, who's one of our favorite comics. If you have not seen him do a set of comedy, find out when he's coming to your town and go spend your money on this. It's great, great, great comedy. Lewis, you're out on the road some? You're back out?
Yeah, I'm talking to you today from Denver.
Okay.
From a hotel room in Denver, hence the lovely background.
Yes, nice. We were just there.
Where are you performing? Where are you performing in Denver?
God, where am I?
Paramount?
The Paramount.
Paramount. Yes. Great theater there.
Great theater. Amazing, big, wonderful theater. That's great.
I'm doing the Paramount, and next week it's, which is Salina, Kansas.
Nice.
And Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Nice. Love Tulsa.
And then I'm doing Reno, and then it becomes a fog again. But you can go to lewisbook.com and the dates are all there. And I'll be doing all sorts of, tweets and stuff like that to inform you as to where I'll be.
Nice.
But Celine and Tulsa are the next week.
Next ones.
Awesome. Tulsa's amazing. The Woody Guthrie Center is a really cool thing in Tulsa.
Our joke about the Woody Guthrie Center
is we thought that it was just a doorway into a larger Bob Dylan museum.
My favorite thing about Tulsa is the Oral Roberts University.
Which we went to.
Yeah, the giant praying hands that are like literally submerged in the ground. It's the weirdest place I've ever been to in my life.
It's so weird. Have you been?
Of course.
It's crazy.
Why wouldn't you go? It's the first place. It's like, and where they have a Jew detector, irony coming this way. the Oral Roberts Museum where you go through his life.
Yes.
Where you wander through this museum and they tell you the story. And then there's like 4 years where he disappears and there's no explanation.
Yeah.
No, it's nothing.
It's like a hole in a resume. You're getting a job and people are like, what happened during these years right here? Oh, yeah.
They don't even bother. They don't even try. And the hard part is you're there with another comic who Jim, and I can't remember Jim's last name, we're walking around and you can't look at each other. You know, you're going to bust out
laughing.
Exactly. Because it's, you know, and it's just done in that kind of, this is years ago, this is like 30 years ago. So it's, they hadn't, you know, it's that kind of like, oh, this is not well done. No. You know, oral doesn't look good.
And all the architecture there looks like what a child in 1968 would think that the year 2000 would look. They were like, here, do you want to design each thing like a spaceship? The way you think a space, that's what everything is built. I'm like, oh, so whoever designed this or Oral Roberts mm-hmm. was like, make it look more like everything space. Like the space. Yeah, exactly. Like
that's space really space. True. And then they had that prayer needle, 24 hours of prayer.
Yeah, my God.
You know, and he was going to go up there and he was, you know, that he was going to keep praying unless they raised, he needed $1 million.
Yeah, he needed it. He needed it so he could disappear for another 4 years. All right.
Yeah.
So anybody who's out in the world and just go to lewisblack.com and check him out. Please, 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 you'll be so happy that you did. I literally just sit and watch clips of him online and just cackle to myself. Very few people.
Scratches a deep itch in all of us. The explosion of anger in comedy.
Well, part of, I would describe watching Lewis Black do comedy is incredible catharsis for feeling all the feelings that you're feeling in that moment. I'm sure your audience comes up to you and tells you this all the time, that like, thank you for vocalizing in a way where your head is about to explode the way I feel all the time inside. And then joke, that, right?
When they come in and say, my father, you're just like my father, only you're funny.
Just like my father, only you don't hit me as much. Thank you.
But the thing that I really that folks can tune into is after every show, and we're trying to work it out again. We're having some technical difficulties.
You take questions from the audience, don't you? Take questions.
Now I'm doing for the last 6 years, I've been doing a live feed that goes throughout the world.
Great.
In which the audience sends in their rants.
That's right.
And I come out and talk for a couple of minutes after the show. I do the show, and then in front of the same audience, I come back out and read like five or six rants. Then I just literally get them and look at them before the show.
Yeah.
Pick out the six that I like, and then go on stage and read them. Some I respond to. And that's partly what this, and now I have a rant cast based on that.
That's great. What is it called? Is it the Lewis Black rant cast?
It's called Lewis Black's rant cast and hopefully when we get this, the stream going again, it'll be, hopefully at least by Celine, I'm hoping it happens. It's, it's called, the rant is due.
Perfect.
We haven't done it in so long. I mean, we haven't done it since the pandemic, so I don't even know if that's really the title. But what's great is the level of writing that I'm getting.
Yeah, I'm sure
is phenomenal. It started out, it was kind of like there were some questions, there was some this, some of that. I like this comic, da 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 da. What about that guy? What about her? What's it like on the daily? And then it kind of developed along the lines of any TV show. I mean, except this is a TV show if it was done in 1951. Mm-hmm. I'm standing in front of a microphone by myself.
Like an old radio show almost, or the old Texaco brilliant. Hour or something. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it really is. And I read these things out, and but the level of writing the last year was astonishing. It was just astonishing.
I love it. That's People awesome. Are trying to raise their oh, game up.
So come back up.
I love it.
Speaking of raising our game up, Dane, let's jump in.
You want to do a second story?
Let's do it.
All right, this was sent in by G-Man Liz Haggerty at Liz Haggerty, 1Z, 1R, 1T.
Love you, gentlemen, Liz Haggerty.
I'll just tell you the headline. This comes from, this is Southern California. It comes from NBCLosAngeles.com. Guy slithers through salon to steal. Literally.
What?
Surveillance video in the Inland Empire salon captured an unusual sight. A burglar slithering around on his belly through the entire business in order to pocket thousands in cash.
Wait, okay. While they were in the business working, or this is like late at night?
This is late at night, on their belly, crawling around like a snake. I mean,
that could be smart. I mean, if you're not seeing his face, I guess that's smart.
Right?
I don't know.
Wait. Who is leaving thousands of dollars in the salon overnight? This feels like a mistake.
And what salon is making thousands of dollars?
The salon.
Yeah, now that's two gigs.
Exactly. We should be we should be grinching and saloning. What are we doing?
Salon slithering. Yes.
The salon owner calls him the snake burglar. Go ahead, Lewis.
What was that?
Oh, I was just saying the salon owner calls him the snake burglar, which I don't want to give anyone enough credit to name them. Once you name someone, they feel too good about themselves as a criminal.
Yeah, Golden State Killer, once he got that, it's like, you know, he was like proud of it.
Right. The local owner, Lori Hodge, was shocked that the man got in through a rooftop fire escape Friday at 5 a.m. at the Rustic Roots Salon on Indiana Avenue in Riverside.
I love that he started on the roof and then wound up on the floor. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Couldn't handle going up on the roof there like Spider-Man. I had to get down on the floor and snake it up.
Right. Also, Rustic Roots.
The Rustic Root?
Yeah, Rustic Roots Salon, which sounds like a horrible hair.
Your roots.
Your roots are showing.
How do Lewis's roots look? They look pretty rustic.
Rustic. They look very rustic.
Is that good?
No.
Right.
No.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
I got my hair traumatized at Rustic Roots.
Great. Good for you.
Quote, this is from Lori Hodge. It just gave me chills up my spine. All right. You guys want to see a little video that everybody else will be able to see on the Dumb People Town social?
Love to.
Look at this guy. Here we go.
Riverside.
There he is.
Police looking for a sneaky burglar. A unique approach here. Surveillance
maybe his
video
legs
shows
don't
that
work.
Suspect inside of the Rustic Roots hair salon slithering
across. He is committed
the floor.
To the bit. You have to give him that.
I mean, in improv, we just call that going to the wall. I mean, he's going to the floor on it.
No, that's how our kids used to crawl before they knew how to like use their legs too.
Right. He looks like somebody who slept the wrong way and their legs are pins and needles.
Right. He slept it's like he assumes there's like a bank level or a Swiss bank level laser scenario that he's got to get underneath the salon.
That's my thing. How does a person know this is going to work?
You got to try. It's like Seinfeld's old bit. The guy who catches the bullet in his teeth. How do you practice that? You know, I'm going to toss a few of these to you, and now this next one's going to come a little bit faster.
It makes me think it would have to be an inside job.
What do you think, Lewis?
Well, I think maybe he can't walk.
That's what I thought.
He can't walk. He just can't walk.
So, like you guys, the Sklar's sympathize.
That's what makes him a great burglar.
That's what I was going to say. As much as the Sklar's sympathize with the Grinch, they now are proud of this guy for overcoming
his disability. He's definitely a guy, Dan, sitting in a wheelchair saying to the cops, get him. Somebody go get this guy. And he's like sitting on all the money he stole.
Sure. Sure.
I'm just saying.
Who leaves thousands of dollars at a business for starters?
That's what I said. Overnight, I don't want to blame the victim. You don't want to blame the victim, but you're stupid.
I don't know how stupid the burglar is. The burglar got the money. I mean,
that's right. The dumb people are the smart.
I don't know why he's on his stomach. That's so. I don't even call it stupid. I just think it's perverse. It
is. Like he's getting turned on by rubbing on the floor. That's exciting.
Of a salon.
The owner said the burglar broke in and stole hundreds of dollars worth of products, petty cash from the register, and a safe with more than how much money inside. How much do you think he scored? You know it's in the thousands. How much do you think he scored at the Rustic Roots Salon on Indiana Avenue? In Riverside. You can go first, Tig, or third, wherever you want, Lewis.
Lewis, what do you think, Lewis?
Well, I mean, it's Riverside. It's good. They have its moments. I say
$2,100.
Okay, $2,100. Okay. Jay, what do you think?
He got like $5,000. And also, you know someone came in and was like, well, at least we don't have to sweep the floors now.
I know. All the hair shavings got in his pants. I would say $7,000.
Where were you tonight? Why are you covered in Rustic Roots?
Nothing. It's nothing.
Nothing.
What'd you say, Ram? What was your guess?
I said 7,000.
Okay.
Lewis said 2,100 and Jay says 5.
Okay. Just wheel me over to the refrigerator. I want to get a beer.
One of you is only 1,000 off. So does anybody want, well, you can all, you should all up, go up 1,000 or down 1,000.
Lewis, I'm going to go down to 6. I'm going to go down to 6. Okay. Lewis,
I'll go down to 4.
Then I'll go to
3,100.
You said thousands.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to 1,100.
Okay. The amount of money stolen is $8,000.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's a lot to keep in your salon.
That's worth rolling around on the floor for.
I guess.
You said it's this Riverside? That's cutting a lot of mullets.
That's somebody who should have been going to the bank for the last 3 weeks. That's a lot of haircuts in the safe.
Lisa, make the drop. I will tomorrow. Well, you screwed up.
A security guard who was installing. Go ahead, Lewis.
No, that's just unbelievable. It's stunned.
Yeah.
8,000.
8,000. And that you wouldn't talk about it. It's not like chump change. That's when you kind of put it into something so that it makes money. I mean, there's a billionaires.
Hang on, isn't even started
Chime account.
Right. Isn't 8,000 the same amount in It's a Wonderful Life that he loses at the bank? Isn't it 8,000 that Billy loses?
It's close to that. For some reason, I want to say 68.
Can I say this about, and I really do believe this, and I want to say this, and maybe I said it on Dumb People Town, that I really do believe that It's a Wonderful Life, I saw it over Christmas again. We always watch with my family, and it is the great American tale.
Sure.
But who is the villain in that movie? The ultimate capitalist. And who is the hero of that movie? Socialism. All these people put money in to make one for everybody, puts a little bit in to raise up somebody else. So this great American movie is about socialism. I can't wait to hear that get ranted about, but I'm just saying it's a wonderful movie about people helping each other out, but really it is a socialist manifesto.
You better watch yourself.
Oh, yeah.
A security guard who was installing a new alarm system at the salon following the break-in, that's not when the order you want things to happen in, says the burglar was definitely trying to avoid the motion sensor, and while the burglar left a big mess, he never tripped the alarm. You don't think it's going to happen to you, Haj says, because of how secure the salon is. I would beg to differ.
I don't think your salon is that secure.
Investigators said it might not be an isolated incident. Staff at the La Sierra Veterinary Clinic in Riverside believe the same man may have attempted to burgle the business but didn't get away with anything. Jessica Bryant said she was there for about 10 minutes the person was there for 10 minutes before setting off the sensors and then fled on a skateboard. So we got a punk kid. A week prior, the same crawling man may have been spotted at Enzo's Pizza. They got a problem down here in Riverside.
Hey, guys, listen to me. If you are having problems with stuff getting stolen, look down.
Exactly.
This is the original Nightcrawler. This is who this guy is.
Number one, this is the whole movie of Adam McKay's message. Don't look up. Look down.
They have a security video that shows the man crawling on his belly inside the pizza. The pizza place's owner believes the same man has been targeting businesses off of Indiana Avenue and Tyler Street. So this is all happening, I guess, within a couple blocks of each other. Anyone who recognizes the man is asked to contact Riverside Police. For the record, everybody listening, there's nothing distinguishable about the person crawling on the floor. There's no idea who they are or what they look like.
That he's crawling.
That's part of the genius.
He's getting it done. He's getting it done. He's getting it done. One army crawl.
Maybe he learned after those first two experiences that he had to be on. Maybe they all do have those sensors that are about a foot and a half high.
Right.
Maybe he learned his lesson.
I just
have to share this with you. The whole time we've been doing this, I had these earphones in, right? And
yeah.
Going, God, I just don't think they're loud enough. And I took them out and I realized all I've done is muffled you guys.
So they were earplugs, basically.
So I join, not only am I talking about the dumb people, I am the dumb.
That's so right. Welcome to town, Lewis. We have one more story to go. Dan, give us a little teaser, and then Lewis is going to, for our Patreon fans, we're going to talk about something dumb that he's witnessed recently. It'll be rant worthy. Dan, give us a little taste.
It's just a very unfortunate doppelganger.
I love it. Talking from, I can talk from experience. I know what a, having a very unfortunate doppelganger is. Lewis Black is our guest on Dumb People Town. We got one more story. And for our Patreon fans, we're going to do something special. So you definitely want to join that. It's Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home, buddy.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
This was sent in, between these two stories being sent to me, one on December 2nd and then the other on the 7th, at Liz Haggerty changed it to honorary executive producer at Liz Haggerty, which I think you guys gave her.
God bless you, girl. Okay, here we go. Thank you for sending in.
Man arrested multiple times for looking like criminal. So there's a guy who looks exactly like somebody who's wanted by police and keeps getting arrested.
Let me ask you a question. Was he slithering on the floor? No. That's just my question. Okay. All right.
A Chinese man recently went through the worst week of his life after being arrested multiple times.
I'm sorry. That's really bad.
Yeah.
Really, that's a bad laugh that I just had.
I love that laugh. Are you kidding me?
I love it too.
He was recently arrested.
I just didn't expect it to be a Chinese man.
Not either.
He was recently arrested multiple times in only 3 days due to his uncanny resemblance to a prison escapee. So this dude breaks out of prison, and they keep catching someone else for it. I'm going to show you guys a picture of these two guys. I believe.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I don't know if they look that much alike.
Well, we'll get into it. But I think the guy on the right is our civilian. The guy on the left is our escaped convict.
Are both of them guys? I couldn't
know.
Even tell
Well, according to this, they are. I don't know how they identify.
I don't either.
In October of 2021, a criminal by the name of Zhu Zaijian, managed to escape from a prison in northeast China province. Authorities scrambled to locate him, but after spending valuable time and resources, they were forced to offer a reward, which eventually reached up to how much in U.S. dollars do you think in China they were telling people this guy is worth to get somebody else arrested multiple times over 3 days?
Escape for prison. What's the reward, Lewis?
What do you think the reward would be in U.S. dollars that would really get everybody looking for this dude?
Well, God, I've been so wrong through this whole thing.
So we all have.
I'll beat myself up over it.
He will.
It's a great show, except I
can't.
I couldn't guess. I just couldn't guess.
No.
I'm going to say 42, I'll say 10,000.
10,000 US dollars. Yeah. Okay, Jason?
$10,000.
That's a good guess.
In American.
That's
what they offer here, and it's never enough.
Yeah, sure.
No. Yeah. But it's definitely enough for a lot of people to be like, is that the guy? Arrest him.
Yeah.
In China, that's, I think, a lot more money.
Yeah. I'm going to say 15,000 just to bump it up a little bit.
Right. I'll say 7,500.
They offered 110,000 US dollars for the capture of this guy. So everybody was looking for him.
Yeah.
It was for any information about the fugitive whereabouts. This made Zhu a valuable target in the part of China where the average monthly income is only... So they offered 700,000 yen. The average monthly income in this part of China is 2,000 yen. So they're offering a lot of money for this guy.
So you're going to have a lot of people being like, it's this guy, we think.
And an unlucky doppelganger of the criminal suffered the most for it after being arrested... How many times in 3 days? How many times in 3 days do you think this...
I'd say 36.
36.
700,000 yen is a lot.
I'm going to say five times.
I think 15 times.
Okay. One of you is exactly right.
Oh,
so now we get to play the game. Who do you think is right? Lewis, you can stick with yourself, or you can take one of the Sklar's answers for who do you think is right.
And don't go with Randy.
I'd have to go with 15.
Okay.
I'm staying with me.
I'm not going with Randy. I'm going with
In the course of 3 days, this poor guy was arrested 5 times.
Oh, Lewis!
I was going with me, right? I said
yeah.
That. Right, okay.
Jay, you stay with you. Yeah.
Video footage shows the man wearing a blue jacket pictured next to Zhu's prison photo. So that I was right. People will be able to see these two. And there's no denying the two look very similar. Sadly, for the innocent man, and the financial reward being offered by police, information on his whereabouts made headline news on TV stations across the province, making him a walking target. Every time he would leave his house, he would get arrested.
Yeah.
The fact that he shared the same facial features and even the same haircut didn't help much either. Luckily, the man's nightmare
ended.
It's
not like it's a bizarre. It's not like it's a bizarre haircut. It's a shaved head.
Yeah, it's just a buzz cut. Right.
Okay. Well, we went, you know, when we went out on tour, Dave Attell and I and Mitch Hedberg, and Dave and I were traveling together pretty much all the time out of New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his head was shaved at the, it was, you know, it's
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was 2003 or four. And so it was early on during the whole business with the business in Iraq and after 9/11
sure.
and everything. The TSA and pulling people
every time
show up to at an airport, they would pull his ass out. It was like, you know, yeah, he would sometimes he would walk up like this
with his hands up.
Classic. Hands
he
up.
Had it. Hands he had up. Had it.
He's like, every time you guys would leave a hotel, he'd be like, I need to leave about 25 minutes before you guys if you want to meet at the gate at the same time.
Guys, I'll meet you at the airport.
And it wasn't, there was none of that stuff already where they could, you know, there was no streamlining at that point.
Right.
There was no like TSA pre, there was no clear, there was no nothing. It was just, look at him. He's obviously a terror. It was so perfect.
Yeah.
In its sad so way. Terrible. It was really awful for him.
Well,
awful.
Luckily this awful. Dude's nightmare ended on November 28th. When the guy was finally apprehended by police during the incredible ordeal, Chinese netizens.
Dan, isn't this netizens, a Tom Selleck movie where he's like the wrong guy? He's put in jail, and he's got to find the guy who actually did the murder.
Oh, I don't know.
Right?
They recommended that this dude wear his ID around his neck at all times in order to stop being arrested.
Great call.
I don't know that would have helped.
A shirt that says "I'm not that guy."
Yeah, right.
When Randy and I were young, I had a shirt that said, I'm not Randy. And Randy had a shirt that said,
I'm not Jason. And we had a friend.
There was another kid
like
who had a similar haircut, looked kind of like us, and he had a shirt that said, I'm not a Sklar. Now, if he wore that without us around, that's got to be the funniest thing
that's
ever.
So weird. Funny. Weird.
With only 2 years to go on an 11-year prison sentence, the guy is now looking at additional time behind bars after his short prison break. That's a story. That's a show.
Oh, my God. You got to watch out. Lewis Black, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Everybody go check him out, lewisblack.com. I hope you get to do the rants again. Just you reading other people's rants to me is
fantastic.
And then
commenting on some.
We love you, buddy, so deeply, and just love to see you doing what you do and doing it at the highest level like you are. Thanks for joining us, man.
Oh, it was a pleasure. It's really great to see you all, and it was nice to meet you.
You
and,
as well.
Yeah. It's great.
It's really a pleasure and really fun.
I hope we get to see you soon in real life, and that would be the best.
Well, and seriously, if you ever want to do this again, I'm in.
We'll do it in person. It'd be a blast. By the way, oh shit, we got to get back to work. Dum 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 dum.
Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.